This is Catherine Sarazen, and this week on Let's Talk Art, we'll go to the Louis Vuitton Foundation to visit the Shukin exhibition, a collection of masterpieces first ever shown outside Russia. The collection is described as one of the world's finest collection of modern art. Sergei Shukin acquired over 250 Impressionist, Post-Impressionist, and modern paintings by European masters. Born in Moscow in 1854 into a family of textile merchants, Shukin started collecting European art during business trips to France from the 1890s. The businessman was a visionary and began acquiring works mainly by French painters, building a collection of paintings that were seen as controversial at the time. He learned from his contemporaries in Paris, such as Gertrude Stein and her brothers Leo and Michael, who collected works by some of the most radical artists of their time. Like the Steins, Shukin visited artist studios and developed a close friendship with Matisse, from whom he commissioned two major paintings, The Dance and Music. The collection comprises 38 paintings by Matisse, 50 Picassos, but also several paintings by Monet, Cézanne, Gauguin, Renoir and Derain. After the revolution of October 1917, the collection was confiscated by the communists and divided between museums in Moscow and St. Petersburg. Later, Stalin banned the works from being publicly displayed because he considered them bourgeois and not ideologically correct, and so they disappeared from the public view for decades. While in Western Europe and the rest of the world, these artists won recognition. It is only in the 70s that some of the paintings were brought back to light when a major exhibition of Matisse's work was organized. Thus, for the first time, over 130 paintings were brought back together for this exhibition, which retraces the formation of the collection to 1914 and offers a comparison between works by French masters and Russian avant-garde painters. The exhibition took years of negotiation and is on show in the exceptional and very modern building designed by Frank Gehry, reflecting the modernity and daring aspect of Shukin's collection in his lifetime. The exhibition presents masterpieces such as Le Déjeuner sur l'herbe by Monet or The Dance by Matisse, Picasso's Three Women, and many Gauguin's Tahiti paintings, but also includes 30 major pieces from the Russian avant-garde painters like Malevich, Klyun, and Taklin. The curator of the exhibition, Anne Baldassari, writes in the exhibition catalogue that, quote, "In the first half of the 20th century, the Shukin collection attained an almost legendary status in Europe, though since it was broken up, it has never been gathered together in a singular and coherent artistic entity." Unquote. This is one of the world's greatest private collections of modern art, and luckily for those who have not yet seen it, the exhibition has been extended to the 5th of March. Stay tuned to English Waves.